You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it. You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid. It's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
I'm trying to use it from our own lens. Like, what if... Todd, I'm going to throw you under the bus for a second.
Oh, great.
Buckle up, baby.
Thanks.
I gave you warning, but what if you were sitting here talking with us before we went live about, say, a girlfriend and talking about her ex-husband, and you said, yeah, we're going to kill this fucker. I don't know what could we do? What could we do about it? You just said it.
There's a difference between saying we're going to kill this fucker. That's like an intent. We're going to do this. This is, he looked into all options. It's like there's many options on the wheel and didn't settle on it. If she was saying he looked into a hitman and hired one, you got more of us. Then you'd be calling 911.
But it does feel odd to look into these options. I mean, you look into options when you're going on vacation. Should we fly there? Should we drive? Those are options, not killing somebody.
You're exactly right. But then, how deep did he look into it, I guess? Because you're naturally going to, I would think, probably hope the best. I mean, if you're in a relationship, you know these people, you're probably not thinking that they actually, you know, talked to a hitman. You're probably going to, well, maybe did they Google this? Like, what does it cost to get a hitman? You know, like on a surface type, at least that's how my mind would be probably going, unless I felt there was something deeper and darker going on. Obviously, he found out later there was something deeper and darker going on. But at the same point, you have your own self-preservation to be concerned with at that moment in time, too. If you're dealing with people who are chatting about a hitman, and now you have knowledge of this, I don't think that's information you'd necessarily want to have. And I don't think Wendy is above telling Charlie, oh, by the way, I told my boyfriend you looked into a hitman. I don't think you'd want to ruffle a lot of feathers at that moment in time, because I don't think the police are going to do a whole hell of a lot until one of you is dead.
So I've got just a little bit of a personal story that will kind of tie into why I answer what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
So I had a murder in my family. My uncle murdered my aunt.
Yeah.
Yep. And he was just a nasty individual. I'm sorry, this guy was abusive, not only to his wife, but to his kids. And we all knew the guy was a little unsafe. We knew it. Mm-hmm. A lot of things in time, over time, had played into that decision. If he would have said to one of us, hey, if she decides she's going to leave me, I'm going to kill her. Because we know all of the background, at that particular moment, we may have stepped up and called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they would have done anything?
Well, because there had been prior stuff going on where they had been called out for other reasons and stuff like that, maybe. But I don't think it would have been much more than stopping out and going, hey, what's going on here, you guys? This has got to stop. You know, I don't think that, I don't know that they would have been able to do much. But even with our background and the knowledge of what this guy really was like, I don't know if we would necessarily pick up the phone and call the cops because this was such a long-term thing mm-hmm. with him. So I guess for part of me is like, well, that's an interesting conversation, Jeff. Maybe you should have called the cops. But on the other hand, maybe you wouldn't because you don't think it's going to happen in your family. Yeah. You think this guy's a nasty mother, but you don't think somebody in your family is going to actually go through with something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if you're on the outside, if you're in the family, you might think, yeah, they're going to do this.
Right.
But if you're the boyfriend, you're going, you know what? This family's crazy, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah. You're not going to the extreme.
Right.
Typically. And even if you did go to the extreme, yes, I mean, it certainly stands out to most of us to be like, well, that's really like, we don't, I don't think most of us are in situations where we've had partners that are threatening to kill us. I mean, well, take that back. let me back that up. Well, when it does happen, you run, you end. But if you, I think when you're in that moment, when you're in that situation, it certainly stands out to you who's in it. But to the cops, they hear this shit every day.
We just got a comment. It's easier to see it from the outside than when you're in it. You know,
and
we can look back at this.
Yeah.
Now there was a murder. We can look at all the evidence that's come out. We can say, oh, you should have called the cops at that particular moment. He didn't really think twice about it. He thought it was odd. He thought it was a little over the top, but to call the cops on, you know, your girlfriend's brother? I don't know.
Well, and again, I think the cops are, I mean, how many situations do they walk into on a daily basis, domestic disturbances, where I'm going to effing kill her, or I'm going to kill him, or whichever way it goes. And, okay, well, it seems like you need to go cool down. You go over, you know, here, you go over there, you got to be in separate places for a little bit, and they wash their hands of it, and that's the end of it. There's not a lot that gets done. And I don't know that they're necessarily going to immediately open up an in-depth police investigation into, did he actually look into a hitman? Maybe I'm wrong, but, and maybe I just have really shitty expectations because I've seen too many cases where all the red flags are there. See something, say something is happening, and absolutely nothing happens. And I'm not blaming, you know, the cops. I'm blaming the system. It's set up to work the way it works, and it doesn't work well. But that's just how our system is set up. So if we want to change it, there needs to be institutional changes to get to where we want it to be. But I just don't know where it would have gone. And I think I don't fault Jeff for not calling. I think it was a logical choice at that moment in time. Now that we know the full scope of everything, we see how deep that iceberg is over here. And it's not just this little chunk above the water. Like, oh, holy shit, you should have been more aware of that. But how could you be if you don't fully understand and grasp the depth of the depravity of this family?
And also, if Wendy herself, who may not have known anything was going on behind the scenes, if she felt like there was something there, maybe she should have picked up the phone and called.
Yes.
Right. But she's claiming she didn't know any of this stuff, and maybe she didn't. But if she doesn't, why would Jeff pick up the phone?
Good point. If it's not so severe that the very person who's bringing you this information is not contacting the police, and it is the father of her children, she should be the first one to pick up the phone and call. If she gives a shit about the life of the man that her kids call dad, clearly that ain't happening. I don't think she gave a shit about his life, whether she had anything to do with this or not. The fact that she sat there and did nothing very much says, it happens, it happens. I mean, that's the attitude. That's what you are essentially saying by not doing anything about it. If you truly think that your family is capable of this, and judging by her anxiety and everything else, she certainly demonstrated and presented that, at least her body did, emotionally, viscerally, Her body knew her family was capable of this shit. Whether her mind was willing to accept that and move and take the action that it should, that's a different story. But one part of her certainly seemed to know her family has the ability to do this, and obviously did.
This broadcast brought to you by Pepto-Bismol.
Right?
Yes.
Pepto-Bismol.
Or when your family is going to kill your husband and you feel bad about it.
Pepto-Bismol. Try it now at a 2-for-1 special at Rite Aid, Osco Drug, and Kmart. Kmart has great sales this week. Have you seen the Kmart sales this week?
I have not, no.
Holy shit, they're off the charts. Kmart.
Are they still in business?
No, they're not.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought they were gone.
I think there's a website. I think it's a website. I've gone to it just out of curiosity. I think it like links to like Amazon links and stuff. It's really, it's sad.
The only thing that's still around from Kmart is their in-store music that you can find on YouTube and stuff like that, which I will sometimes throw on.
Yeah. Yes. I will turn that on sometimes.
Especially around the holidays. They got the Christmas music and the in-store announcements. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's great.
Who the hell made recordings of this?
Probably people like me and Todd if we had access to the cassette tapes.
I work with such geeks. I love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Because they were on cassette tapes. The Kmart radio network was cassette tapes, and they got new ones every month, and they just played them throughout the store. And they're great. And if you want to really brighten up her holiday, be sure to check out the jewelry section at Kmart. And then check out the sub sandwiches in the deli.
You guys are not kidding about this.
No, not at all.
No.
A special on 2-for-1 wigs in the wig aisle, you know, just stuff like that.
It's the blue light special. Remember that, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blue light special and the Kmart deli. The sub sandwiches of the Kmart deli. That's what I judge all subs by going forward is the Kmart. Like, how does this stack up to the Kmart deli subs? You know?
Oh, my God. There's seriously Kmart background music.
I told you.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's great. It's music. It's like it's hit songs of the era. You're going to hear like Sailing on there. You probably get a little Patti LaBelle, you know, maybe get some Dionne Warwick in there and all sorts of Carpenters. It's great. It's great background music. I turn it on when I'm working all the time.
We did just to get back onto the topic. We did get a message. At least he should have told Dan, if not the police. Now, I don't know what kind of relationship he had with Dan, but, you know, maybe that does warrant a pickup of the phone. I don't know.
I tell you what, if I'm in this situation and I know and you're wondering about this and he has a little bit of knowledge of, you know, kind of how Charlie is and he's friends with folks on the other side of the track and all that shit. I don't think I want Charlie to know that I have this knowledge. Because I think you are on that hit list. If someone's bragging about the potential that their brother's going to kill somebody and you have knowledge that could incarcerate him. Yeah, you're next. You are next. That would have to go through Jeff's mind. It seems like he ruminates on a lot of things, and I'm guessing that might have been one of those thoughts that went through his mind.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I saw another comment where Jeff might be pretty smart, but really stupid. But Jeff stayed with her after that. He seems kind of gooberish to me. I'll give him that. Yeah, I agree. I mean, here's what I'd be curious about with Jeff, if we're going to go down the psychological route on him. I wonder what his upbringing was like. I wonder what Jeff's mom was like. I have no idea. Maybe she could be a completely wonderful, wonderful woman. Or could be a lot like the Adelsons. If he's attracted to this type of chaos and chose to stay in this type of chaos with her for as long as he did. Now, I know it was, you know, she was hot and all that. And yes, that can certainly keep someone in a situation longer than they should because they're not thinking with their brain. But so can trauma responses and so can conditioning and feeling normal, feeling safe, feeling at home amongst the chaos because it represents, and in your mind, well, this feels like home because you've been around it for a long time. So whether it's his family or whatnot, but I would venture to guess there's been an unhealthy level of chaos surrounding Jeff Lacoste at previous portions of his life that he felt that there wasn't enough reason to get out of that relationship at a sooner date. That's just my guess. I have no idea, but it would explain that it does go beyond just, I found her hot. I think there's a level of something like that at play there too. I don't know.
Wanted to fix her. I don't know. Something, you know, something.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
A Kmart doctor.
A Kmart doctor.
I'm the blue light special doctor.
I'm the blue light special doctor. I'm listening. Okay, let's keep listening to more of this.
Period. The celebration dinner.
And one day is the truth. Oh, no, Paul Wilson better evolve, bro.
Menda Cherry?
Boy, it was just in turn saying no to do the same thing in my form.
All right, Adrian.
Look like one minute.
Nobody's talking into their mics.
Where is the celebration dinner covered in your nursery?
In that same person, Eliminator Dove, here with the Stevens being several weeks. The first one was the statement that we just discussed, and the second one is that Charlie Gielsen, that you went to dinner with the thing. She told him that Charlie Gielsen said it was a celebration dinner.
However, so this statement is being directly attributed to your client that is heard by the witness.
No.
Mr. Lacoste, where's stuff done in room?
Leaving that issue. When you listen, telling him what Charlie Gielsen said.
Cavalier's fun.
Yes, sir. I asked Miss Adelson about the dinner. She acknowledged there was a dinner. She did vomit at the dinner table, but denied calling it a celebration dinner or hearing Charlie Gielsen call it a celebration dinner. And to speak, this witness would indicate that it was referred to as a celebration dinner.
The trash ground.
It's the same motion. You rolled on the sushi. It's the same motion.
How? Not looking at one now. All right, Miss Kaplan, I believe, is find ourselves in the same position unless you have the argument which differentiates the television from the celebration dinner.
I think I understand what you mean, Judge. I don't have any additional argument other than this is offered for impeachment. It's not hearsay, not covered by the motion. The appropriate grounds were laid, and it's inadmissible as impeachment.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real, not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it. You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real, not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to MyDataRemoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit MyDataRemoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it. You know, what keeps me up at night lately isn't horror movies. It's realizing how much of my life is floating around the internet. Addresses, phone numbers, my family members, my personal emails. Data brokers are collecting this stuff and selling it like it's a clearance item. That's why I'm excited to tell you about My Data Removal. They help you remove your personal info from the web, but for real. Not just hiding it, but going after the more than 200 sites and growing where your info might be exposed. They scan, they remove, and they keep you updated every month so you know what's been taken down. Identity theft, unwanted calls, someone getting a hold of your home address and family details. It's not paranoid, it's real. In fact, 1 in 3 Americans has experienced identity theft. It costs time, money, and emotional stress. My Data Removal fights back so you don't have to. Here's what you do. Head to mydataremoval.com. Start with a free scan to see exactly what data about you is floating around. Then let them clean it up. Let them restore your privacy. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Clean up your data with My Data Removal. Visit mydataremoval.com now. Your peace of mind is worth it.